be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, buy what we need for the feast or to give something to the poor. So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow. You cannot follow me now, though you will follow me later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. As we move closer and closer into the Triduum, we are treated to the ever-darkening readings. Today, this is a sad and very dark reading. We are now with Jesus and his disciples in the upper room as they celebrate the Passover feast. And in there, Jesus made these pronouncements. It's a night of betrayal, as it is also a night of saying goodbye. You know, we can resonate with the gravity of this situation, the gravity of this night. And so the Lord gave this prophecy, which I would imagine made everybody felt awkward, even cringe, when he said, "One of you will betray me." These are the men who were closest to the Lord. And for 3 years, they walked together, they celebrated together, you know, they cried, they danced. You know, these are wonderful friends. And then one of them will betray the Lord. And of course, we know that it was Judas. You see, there's one little detail here, which even though the Lord knows that Judas will betray him, what he did was to do an act of friendship. You see, in the Passover meal, they have to go through several steps in order to remember what happened in Egypt. There are very specific food that you take ceremoniously in order to remember what happened in Egypt. And so part of that is taking the bitter herbs. That's one of the elements. There's the bitter herbs, and you dip that in salt water, remembering the tears they shed in Egypt and the bitter the bitter years of slavery. And so you dip that and then you eat that. Now, with Jesus, what he did was to dip that and to give that to Judas. You know, that's honoring someone when you do that. And so in some ways the Lord is trying to remind Judas, remember you are my friend. You know? But then Judas has decided already. You know, Judas has decided and he let the enemy enter into his heart. Remember, Satan could not enter our hearts, especially all of us, because we're all baptized. Only when we invite him to come in. Judas had sort of done that. Yesterday we were reminded that he's stealing from the group's purse. And so that's one way of inviting the enemy, the devil, to come into our hearts. And so that's what happens here. And then he fled into the night. Now, in the celebration of Passover, when you're celebrating the Passover, you do not go out into the night, because that place where you are celebrating, that's light. When you're in Jerusalem and you're doing the Passover there, you stay in Jerusalem. You don't step out into the night. He did. He stepped out into the night, into the darkness, meaning he gave himself over to the dark side. Now, interestingly, Jesus will also step out into the night. And that's the Good Shepherd. Huh? The Good Shepherd follows wherever that errant sheep is going. And so he will also step out into the night. He will go to Gethsemane. And there he will pray. He will go into the darkness of our sin and then be overwhelmed by all of the evils and the consequences of that sin represented in the cross. So that's the whole scene right there. And then it doesn't end there. Another friend is going to betray the Lord. And that's the closest, Peter. And Peter, of course, is very impulsive. He's always the first to act. Lord, you know, we will go wherever you go. And here he's saying, well, I will follow you. And I will not deny you. But of course, we also know what happened. Peter denied Jesus three times, as Jesus already had prophesied here. But then there's a difference between these two betrayals, as we all know. You see, previous to this was the washing of the feet. And of course, we know that Peter protested. He said, no, you may not wash my feet. You know, that's too low. You know, you don't deserve that. You deserve better. But the Lord said, Peter, if I don't wash you, then you will have no inheritance in me. And then he said, he went overboard. He said, well, then, Lord, then bathe me, you know, basically. Not my feet only, but my entire body. And the Lord said, no, Peter, you know, he who has been washed only need their feet to be washed. That's very significant, because what the Lord is saying, those who are baptized in their journey in the spiritual life, they get dirty. Their feet get dirty. And so the feet need to be washed. Confession. Return to the Lord so that your feet will be washed. Which Peter would do after all of his mistakes. He went back to the Lord, even though embarrassed. He said, Lord, you know how much I love you. Judas did not. And that's the tragedy of it all. And so today, my friends, in spite of the darkness of the reading, hope floats, hope flickers. And that hope is the abiding love of the Lord. We betray the Lord many, many times when we fall into sin. But hope floats. And here, the good news is, we can return. We can return to the Lord and have our feet washed.